Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kalahating milyong COVID-19 vaccine kada linggo daw ang handang ipamahagi ng federal government sa mga susunod na bahagi ng vaccination rollout. Pero ilang medical bodies ang nagsasabing masyadong ambisyoso ang planong ito. Pinag-usapan naman ni dating Prime Minister Julia Gillard ang mga Australian, lalo na mga kababaihan, na magpabakuna at tiyakin na nasa tama at mapagkakatiwala ang source lamang ng impormasyon sila kukuha at dapat maniwala. Nakiisa si Julia Gillard sa panawagan ng pamahalaan na iparating ang mensahe sa publiko tungkol sa ligtas na COVID-19 vaccine. Kasama si Health Minister Greg Hunt at Department of Health Secretary Brendan Murphy, tinanggap nila ang AstraZeneca vaccine sa isang Melbourne clinic.
Me being here today is a visible representation that no matter what side of politics you barrack for, no matter who you intend to vote for, there is a united message, and that united message is please get the vaccine.
Giit ni Ms. Gillard, dapat ay sa mga mapapagkatiwala ang sources lamang kumuha ng impormasyon tulad ng Australian government at mga healthcare provider at hindi lamang sa social media.
Those people on social media are not the ones to look to when you're trying to work out what to do about the vaccine. You do need to be looking at the health lines, like the Australian government information, and make sure that what you're getting is from scientists, not social media influencers.
2 linggo na ang nakakaraan ng magpabakuna si Prime Minister Scott Morrison at Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly gamit naman ang Pfizer vaccine. Pero ayon kay dating Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy, ang AstraZeneca vaccine ay kasing bisa din ng Pfizer.
I mean, they're both top-notch vaccines. This AstraZeneca vaccine that we've all had today, and it didn't hurt me either, this is going to be our workhorse because this is the vaccine that we're making here in Australia, and we'll be rolling out a lot of this vaccine in coming weeks, and most of the Australian population will get this. Some have got Pfizer and many will continue to get Pfizer, but there's nothing to distinguish between the two of them. They are both really, really good vaccines. The challenge for us is to get the vaccine uptake as great as possible and as quickly as possible.
Ayon kay Health Minister Greg Hunt, umaasa silang higit 4,500 GPs o mga general practice clinics ang makikiisa sa sunod na bahagi ng COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Sunod na pong mababakunahan ang mga matatanda at mga may underlying conditions at sisimulan ito sa 22 ng Marso. Pero ayon kay Australian Medical Association's National President Dr. Omar Khorshid, ang ibinigay na deadline sa Oktubre para mabakunahan ang lahat ng Australian ay malabong mangyari.
There's only 1 million doses a week being produced, and if you do the simple maths, it's pretty hard to get everybody through their 2 doses 3 months apart by the end of October. But at the end of the day, we've got time. We've done an extraordinary job here in Australia protecting our population. Our borders will remain shut until the government feels it's safe to open them. And that means that we can roll this vaccination program out carefully at the appropriate pace. There's no rush.
Para sa ulat pa tungkol sa COVID-19 pandemic, bisitahin po ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Yan po ang binuong ulat ni Maya Jamieson para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.